I miss you. It's 3 in the morning, and I couldn't have missed you more. I always knew it would be hard to be away from you, but I never knew it would be this hard. I find the idea of you cross my mind at the time when I least expect it to. And as much as I like thinking of you, I've grown to feel rather ambivalent about it. Not because my affection and my love for you has faltered in any way, but because it serves as a painful reminder that you're not here with me. I find the gaping space right next to me, right this second, rather terrifying. Terrifying because I've been so conditioned to seeing your face and noticing your presence when I'm in bed, because you're always on the other side of that or this refuge we have. I have been so conditioned to you being next to me, to you being there for me. And I don't have that. You've been replaced by a void, and this vacuum so close to me right now consumes me. I tried to bundle up some covers, drape my leg over it, just like how I always do. Just like how I always drape my legs over yours. And wrap my arms around you like a little koala, you used to say. And it just felt different, because nothing can replace you. Covers don't do the job as well as you do. Cuddling with you simply cannot be replaced by cuddling with blankets and covers, and it's lonely and scary to be without you. I woke up this morning and I, for some reason, cooked breakfast for two, just to realize that I didn't have to. And coincidentally, I made your favorite. Only to find out you're not with me. I made coffee for myself just the way you like it. Not because I particularly like coffee, as you already know, but because I wanted your taste in my lips. And drinking coffee the way you like it was the closest I could get. I would take a sip, close my eyes, and imagine that divine bitterness and the richness of milk and cream cutting through as our lips lock and your tongue slips into my mouth ever so gently and ever so lovingly. Perhaps this is when I'll start liking coffee. It's especially easy to remind myself that I am all alone when it's winter time. The coldness and the chilly wind outside tells me that you're not here to shelter me. You're no longer here to hold my hand when it's cold. To hold my palms in yours and put them in your pocket while our fingers intertwine. It's a feeling that I had long forgotten because the entire time you were physically present with me, all you've given me was warmth and security. You are just the most radiant beam, and without you, my world just dimmed a little bit. I'm sorry if this sounds really dark and depressing, but maybe it's midnight and, just getting a little bit more pensive than usual. I guess it's just my mind reminding me that I really miss you and how I wish could be home with you, where we belong to each other. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to feel your touch again. Call me back when you're awake. I love you.